Well, as you can guess, I'm very, very happy. I'm even more than happy. Happy about his return to the country. We went to the airport yesterday to welcome him, friendly and very warm. He himself said that he was very happy to see us again.
What was his message to his supporters when he went to the party headquarters after 10 years of being absent from the party headquarters?
Well, he just said that for the time being, he is not going to talk about political affairs. He just decided that he will go to his village where his mother had been buried when he was away. And that was something very, very difficult for him to support. But he will go there to say a few prayers on his mother's grave. And after that, he will also go to say a few words to the graves of other friends of him, of the party, exactly, especially Mr. Sangare Abdurahman. He's a friend and brother. And after that, he will go to the party and say that he is now ready to work for the party. So for the time being, we are not going to see him in political action. Maybe in 1 week, that will be possible.
What does he intend to do regarding the reconciliation of the country? Because some people were worried that his presence in Ivory Coast could cause tension, could cause instability, and could affect efforts to reconcile Ivorians to live in peace.
Well, as a former president and as the leader of an opposition party, what he can do is to make proposals, to make some propositions to the government, because reconciliation is the affair of the government. Nobody in the opposition can do something if the government refuses to follow. So we have all our propositions in terms of reconciliation. They are ready. And our President Gbagbo will repeat those propositions to the government. The major proposition is that to free all the political prisoners, to release them, because it has been 10 years now that we have political prisoners, and this is not acceptable. The exiled, the refugees, or all those people must come back to their country. This is up to the government to do it. And now, after that, our main proposition is that we need a national forum of reconciliation in which we will talk as brothers of the same family to make sure that what has happened to the family, I mean to the country, will not happen again. But for that, we need that the government accept this national forum of reconciliation in which political parties, civil society, religious people, everybody will come and we shall talk. And we shall talk freely and sincerely to make sure that we have now understood that crisis is not a condemnation. We can avoid crisis and we can do what needs to be done to avoid those crises, political crises, I mean.
Some people were expressing concern that President Gbagbo's presence in Ivory Coast could threaten the country's peace. Is that the stance? What do you say to those concerns?
Of course, now that he's here, his teammates and all the people, the followers of our party, will be ready to accept reconciliation if the prisoners are released, if those who have who are still in exile are coming back. In those conditions, they are more ready to come to accept the idea of reconciliation. So his presence in the country will strengthen and will boost this reconciliation process.
Does that mean that your party is ready, led by former President Gbagbo, to have peaceful negotiations and dialogue with the government or perhaps with President Ouattara in terms of this reconciliation process?
Of course. Not only we are ready, but this is what we are hoping. We are expecting the government to accept this reconciliation process, this dialogue. We have been asking the government to accept this dialogue for 10 years. We have even written papers about that. The President Gbagbo himself has urged the government to to start this political dialogue for reconciliation.